are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Ideas for being more customer focused. Number one, let's just talk about what being customer focused really means. To be customer focused, it's very simple. It means to put the focus on the customer at all times, to put them first. It means that you have to look at what you do and how you do it through the eyes of your customer. You have to focus all of your efforts on satisfying the customer through your products and services and how you offer those products and services. Each individual and each job function, even the entire department and companies, must move forward to serving the customer in every way. You must serve through your sales efforts, through your customer service efforts, through your collection efforts, leadership, and your advertising. Customer service is no longer a department. Each person must take responsibility. And when the entire organization focuses on better serving the customer, then the entire organization will be rewarded by receiving the business of the customer. And the principles of being customer focused will work equally well for internal customers too. You have to serve your coworkers and other departments in the same way as you would serve a customer on the outside. Number two, the three reasons every person should go to work every single day. I believe there are three reasons every person ought to go to work every single day. It is a very simple set of priorities for you and your organization. Let me give them to you. Number one is to keep existing customers. Number two, to create new customers. Number three, to make yourself and your organization the kind that other people want to do business with. Now look at everything you do and make sure that your activities fall into one or more of these priorities. You'll find this to be a great decision-making tool as well as an effective time management tool. When it comes down to whether you ought to do this or to do that, just look at this list. If it accomplishes one of the things on the list, then it's probably a good decision and a good way to spend your time. If it doesn't help you keep customers, create new customers, make yourself and your organization the kind that other people want to do business with, believe me, it is a waste of your time. You and your organization will become much more customer focused if you remember to constantly be doing things that keep the customers you currently have, create new customers, and make you and the organization the kind that other people want to do business with. Let's look at each one of those individually. Number three, keeping existing customers. You have to do everything within your power to retain your current customer base. They are your surest source of income to your business, and they are the greatest source of referrals for new business. Never sacrifice your existing base of customers in order to get new customers. You aren't building the business at that point, you're just swapping customers. Besides, it costs approximately 5 times more to get a new customer as it does to keep the one you've got. Existing customers are familiar with you, your company, your products, and your services, as well as your policies and procedures. And as creatures of habit, customers will become very loyal to any organization. And if they're listened to and treated right, they will buy more often than will new customers. It'll be easier to get them to try new things that you have to offer, and even to trade up to more expensive services. And they are your company's best salespeople. Many times the mistake is made of focusing on new business without.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.